Boy, six callers.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, Beamer family. This is David Olson calling in from a beautiful, sunny, and warm spring day here in central Idaho, co-hosting with my good friend Lisa Diamond on whatever Wednesday. We're going to be wrapping up the 5 weeks of this particular challenge that Lisa laid out for us today. Next week, we'll be starting a new one. And I'm going to go through the newsletter really quickly, major announcements. Of course, the most exciting thing is Beamer has been so proactive in getting B-bodies out to distributors. We're almost a month ahead of time in starting to get the B-bodies rolled out to customers that bought Ghost Sets. So they're going to be receiving a couple emails. One's a preliminary email just letting them know to be expecting the second email, which is the important one that's got the payment link in it. If they click on it, they have 72 hours in order to execute the transaction. Otherwise, they end up in the back of the line. And so when they click on that payment link, you're going to have to remind them to not register as a new user, because they're already a user. They're going to log in and they're going to use the password that they created when they first bought that Beamer, and hopefully you have that. Otherwise, they're just going to have to reset their password. And a pretty seamless process from that point forward. So, and we have the next quick start for Blog Talk is starting on Monday, April 5th for new distributors who want to get started the right way and hit senior as quickly as possible. So definitely get your new people on Monday's call. And the sleep cycle is back because of the B-body shipping. It's only available with the B-body. And there is a recording in the newsletter. Casey Conrad on Tea Time the other night, she did a really great presentation on sleep mode. I think sleep mode is the most powerful piece of my personal Beamer experience, and I've been sleeping on that B-body for 5 years now, 7 nights a week, and I love it. And it's just so sad that only about 30% of people that own Beamers take advantage of sleep mode. So take time to listen to that recording and get that sleep mode going in your home. Apple Pay is starting. We have Google Pay starting in our payment process, which is great. We've got our first Canada Medical Ground Rounds 2021 on April 6th in Canada for all healthcare practitioners. They have to be a licensed healthcare practitioner. That link to register is in your newsletter that comes out every single Monday. And we are having our first Beamer Saturday for customers on Saturday, April 10th. From noon to 2:30 Eastern time, and that will be on BeamerMeetings.com. We've done this a couple times in 2020. It is a really well-attended event to encourage your customers to get on. They're going to learn a lot about Beamer and how to maximize their personal experience. And there are recordings on the newsletter, too, in case you've missed them. So it's a good place to go for stuff that you've missed. And, of course, we have all these live meetings taking place every single week, Tuesdays and Thursdays on Beamer and academies. If you have people in Canada, I encourage you to get them registered. The Tina Torres, myself, and Nancy Pellegrini, we are teaching an academy April 17th, 18th, and we'd love to have participation from your people. So encourage them to register for that. And at this time, I want to hear from my co-host Lisa in Florida. Lisa, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, David. Good morning, everybody. I'm doing fantastic. And the first thing I just want to mention is about the sleep mode is if you are a newer distributor and have not experienced the sleep mode yet, super important that you educate yourself on that program. Also in the back office, in the distributor library, under product information, it's broken down into class one and class two. Under class one, there's a video, and it's called B-Box Advanced Settings. So I would recommend watching that video because the advanced settings are also the sleep mode. So that's a good tutorial to use for yourself as a distributor and also to use for your new customers who are purchasing B-Bodies. And especially, you know, if they were early purchasers and they've been doing it on a regular basis, they can definitely start sleeping on it. And I tell people all the time, it's honestly, to me, the magic of Beamer. So, you know, make sure that that's happening. Also be checking your emails because the corporate office is sending an email to distributors to kind of give you the heads up on your customers that are getting emails. So you want to make sure that you're communicating with your customers to be aware that they're getting an email for it with a link to purchase the B-Body. If they try to just go into the web shop, into your, you know, URL web shop, it won't show up as an applicator on there. So they have to use that link. They're also going to have to log in. And if you put their order in for them, they don't know what their password is. So you may need to do some education on that so that it's a seamless event for them to get that purchase. And with that, I'm going to talk a little bit about next month's challenge. But before I do that, I just want anybody that's on the call, if you have been doing the blood flow video and sending that and piquing curiosity, we would love to hear your success. So please share that with us or any tips that you may have. And also, it is truly a whatever Wednesday because it's the fifth Wednesday of this month. And so we're just doing Q&A. So hit one on the phone now so you can get into the queue so we can answer all of the questions. We kind of got cut off a little bit last week and didn't get to everybody. So make sure you hit one on the phone. And then, yes?
Can I interject real quickly? Back to sleep mode.
Of course.
Just, you guys will find this in the information that Lisa mentioned that's in the distributor library on advanced features. But understand with sleep mode, you only want to do it once the first week, the second week, three times third week, four times fourth week, and then as much as you want because it's powerful. And so we want to slowly break our way into it just like we do when we're brand new users and we're following that first cycle, one through six. So I just wanted to mention that. Go ahead, Lisa.
Yeah, and also, too, is if somebody just purchased a Go unit last week and it comes their time to order a B-Body, like, you know, they still need to go through that first 6 weeks before you even start to put them on the sleep mode because they'll feel it. I mean, I'll share my own personal mistake. I thought the rules were for everybody else, and I slept on mine after 2 weeks, and I woke up the next morning, and I had the worst, I had the worst headache of my life, and it lasted for 3 days, and nothing could take it away. So, you know, you want to make sure that we're training our customers properly and distributors. So if you're on here and you're a distributor who has a B-Body that had the original class one device, and you have new distributors underneath you, make sure that you're training those new distributors with Go units on how to use the B-Body and the sleep mode.
And one other thing, too, is maybe, Lisa, also we should suggest the first time you do a sleep mode, you might want to do it on a Friday night or a Saturday night when you don't have a lot going on the next day, because everybody's different on how they respond to it.
Correct. Again, if you have any questions whatsoever, it doesn't have to do with the B-body. It could be anything. Hit one on your phone. So next month, April, our challenge is going to be all around the social media and social media marketing and posting and the rules and regulations, the guidelines. So the first week will be a challenge. The second week will be the accountability call for people to call in and say, yes, I did it. Oh my gosh, I had this many likes. I had this many people reach out to me and say, what the heck are you talking about? What is that? We'll do a training topic. So I'll do a training topic just kind of on best practices and how to incorporate that so you're not throwing up Beamer all over everybody on your social media all of a sudden. And then we will have an interview from the, it's not 100% set yet, but from the marketing department, hopefully the social media person that runs that. And that will be for April. So if you have not taken a look at the social media guidelines, it's in the back office in the distributor library, and I highly recommend it. And then, David, with that, let's just start taking questions. We've got people in the queue.
You bet. All right. We have area code 714-423. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, David and Lisa. This is Kathy Klein from Portland. And I have a question on the backpack, on the new backpack. I went to the back office and there was a video on how the Go fits into the backpack, but it was the old style backpack. And so when I was working with my client, you would think I'd be able to figure this out, but I wasn't sure where everything was supposed to go in the new backpack. And I told him I would get back to him because I wasn't really sure. Is there any kind of a diagram? I didn't see anything in the back office to help me with that. Great.
Kathy, I can explain it to you.
Thank you.
Casey and I helped create that new backpack. So obviously the B box goes in the plastic sleeve. It's got the see-through front.
Okay, it does. All right. Okay.
Okay. Yes. And then there should be a pocket that seems to be the right dimensions for the B spot. And it's in that same main pocket where the B box goes. Okay.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm.
And there should be another pocket that seems like it should be the right dimensions for the B pad.
In that same area.
So all three go in the same place.
Okay. David.
And then there's a back sleeve, a back panel, and that's for the laptop.
And when you say back panel, that is the one that would be external?
Well,
on the external side of the backpack?
Closest to the shoulder straps.
Okay, closest to the crow. Okay.
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 So all three components, the B pad, the B spot, and the B box all go in the main front compartment because there's a specific place for each one of them.
And then, David, do you think that plastic will hold up over time? I think I was looking for an elastic band, and, you know, obviously the only thing I saw that would fit the B-box was the plastic. But, you know, after I was thinking about it, I thought, oh, I wonder how that plastic or vinyl will hold up over time.
Good question. I mean, I've had this new version. I was sent a prototype probably 6 months ago, 7 months ago, and I use it every single day, and it doesn't seem to be wearing. You know, today's plastics are quite a bit different from the generation before, where they're way more pliable and resilient, and they're not subject to, like, cracking with age. Plus, there's no ultraviolet, there's no UV light getting to it, which can really degrade plastic, so I think it'll be fine, I think, for a long time.
Okay, great. And one other quick question. The strap on the B spot, the area that is cut open on the strap, it fits tight onto the prongs from the B spot.
Yeah.
It fits so tight that that's a wear area, and it starts looking bad after, I think, a short period of time, 3 to 6 months. And so on my rentals, I'm constantly having to change that strap. And I just wonder if somewhere down the line, I realize this isn't high priority, if in manufacturing we made those holes just a little bit bigger so that there wasn't the wear and tear. Even getting the end of the electrical cord through those holes can be challenging. I had to, really kind of squeeze the ends to push it through there when I was helping my new customer set up his equipment the other day. So if you could pass that along, or Lisa could pass that along, I'd really appreciate it.
Okay, we'll make mention of that.
Sure, everyone.
Oh, my gosh, that's
Thanks.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. One other thing with that B-spot strap. There is a little white tab that comes in the plastic sleeve. It's a Velcro male-female piece with sticky backing. I never even knew what that thing was when I first got my Beamer, and I threw it away promptly. But then I found later that it is actually designed to go against the hard plastic of the B grip, in between the B grip and the neoprene of that strap, to help also be an additional thing to keep it in place. What I noticed, though, is that if you recalled on that strap, there's kind of a faux leather side with a Beamer logo. You want that facing up. You don't want to have that the side that's facing the adhesive of that little Velcro tab, because I learned the hard way, it will tear that faux leather patch, whereas if it's reversed, it won't tear the neoprene. So make sure when you're putting that strap on the B-spot that the faux leather and the label, the branding label, is facing up towards you. We have area code 509386. 509-386, you're live on Blog Talk. Am I on mute?
Hello.
There we go. Hello, go ahead.
let's try that. Is that working?
We can hear you. Who are we speaking with?
Okay. So my question is about IBDTs. How long do they have? Can they be an IBDT longer than a year?
Lisa?
I don't know the answer to that, to be honest with you. I know there's been a lot of conversation about that. But right now I don't believe there is any current requirement other than they do need to attend an academy.
Okay. And so then
yes, and
another
we need
question.
To check into that. Because my understanding is they have 1 year in order to become an IBDJ, or they revert to customer status. That's
I kind of had that in the back of my mind. I just wanted to confirm that. But then my next question is, if an IBDT has another IBDT underneath them and they purchase their Beamer, does that qualify the IBDT to be an IBDJ, or does that just go into a holding?
It does not. They will get the commission on it eventually, and so they've earned a commission on it because they're the sponsor, but that commission sits in a holding tank until they make their qualifying sale, and that qualifying sale is either their own personal purchase or they personally sell a Beamer to somebody else and they become a junior, and then that commission that was sitting in the holding tank is released to them. So it will not qualify them as a junior just by somebody underneath them that they sponsored selling or buying a Beamer.
So there's a possibility then that if the IBDT purchase a Beamer and the whoever sponsored them let theirs lapse, that the commission would then just come to me.
Yeah, yes, likely that's what would happen.
Yeah, okay, that's kind of what I thought. Okay, very good.
Okay.
Appreciate you guys.
Great.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling in.
Mm-hmm, bye.
And I believe we have somebody in Houston, Texas calling in. Sandra Wilder, I bet.
It is.
Is in the
me.
House.
It is. David. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to, my purpose is to give kudos to the design of the backpack. I think it is so terrifically well designed and well thought out. And like many, I was frustrated that it took so long, and it is worth the wait. So
oh,
whoever
good.
Was involved in that,
there were four,
I think
there were
it
four
might have been David. And,
There were four of us. I know Marquita and another gentleman at corporate, a young man, athlete, and then Casey. And I know
and
Brad
Casey,
had
yeah.
thoughts about it, too. So there were, it was a team effort for sure.
Yes. Well, you all, the team, you exceeded expectations. And I really like the fact that it will stand up and not flop over like most backpacks or mini backpacks. So
okay.
I'm very,
good.
Very happy with it. Just wanted to say thank you for your efforts in doing that. And that's all I've got for whatever Wednesday.
Well, Sandra, make it a great day. We always like to hear from you. Thanks
you
for calling
too.
In.
Okay, bye.
Area code 213-804. 213-804, you're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. Just a quick question. Does the backpack, when we buy it individually, does that come with the medic device tag on it?
I believe it does. Lisa?
Yes, I believe
I'm
it does.
I'm pretty sure. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And were all the Go purchasers, were their bags supposed to have that tag on it, or was this something that was added by the company a little later?
It was added later.
Okay. I thought so. I had to.
Yep.
I had that question posed to me by a B-Gold distributor. Okay.
Yeah, so I bought a couple of those tags on Amazon because the same thing happened to me with my first Ghost Dad.
Yeah. I tend not to deal with Amazon. I got people, I talk with them about Beamer, and they go, oh, yeah, well, I can get that on Amazon for, you know, such and such a price. And I'm like, well, you can't get the guarantee.
No, you cannot buy a Beamer on Amazon.
Right. But they're advertising them. So I get people I'm talking with all the time, and I just say to them, you don't want to do that. You don't even have to buy it from me, but you contact the company and make sure you've got your guarantees and different stuff. So. All right. Have a great show.
We have an agreement with eBay and Amazon that they are not to sell Beamers anymore in the United States. So I'd be really surprised if you're seeing any Beamers on either of those websites anymore.
Well, this was no more than 2 weeks ago that someone that I was having a session with, her brother, when she mentioned it to him, her brother said, yeah, I looked up on Amazon last night. This couldn't have been more than two weeks ago. So, maybe a double check on that would
yeah,
help.
I'm on there right now, and I don't see. I mean, I'm looking it up, and I don't see any Beamers under Beamer mats, Beamer therapy. There's lots of PEMF devices, but I'm not seeing any Beamers.
Right.
You know, it may show up. But I know it's being policed pretty, it's being scrutinized pretty heavily by Beamer Corporate, both eBay and Amazon. And so when they do show up on the website, I'm sure somebody from corporate is reaching out to eBay and Amazon, and they are compelled to take it down.
Great. I mean, it's to their benefit, the buyer's purchaser's benefit, to have the company, the guarantee, and the real deal. So
exactly, because there's no warranty otherwise.
Right, right. Okay.
All right.
Have a great day.
Great. Thanks for calling in. Area code 616-813. 616-813, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Sue from Michigan. You may have said this, but on one of the tea times, Casey said another advantage of the new backpack with that plastic is that it's touch screen, basically. Is that correct?
Yes. I mean, practically speaking, I'm always going to pull it out of that plastic casing, personally. You know, if I'm in an airport, I'm probably going to pull it out and put it on my lap, because that way I can make sure that people sitting next to me can better see it. So they
True.
Pose the question,
good point.
What's that? Hey, so glad you asked.
Yeah, gotcha. Well, she had just mentioned that, and I she said, so you can get it, you can turn it on while it's still in the backpack, and
that's true.
Know, do your
that's
settings
true.
And all that, if yep. you weren't trying to show it.
Right.
Okay. Thanks. Just wanted to confirm that.
Okay. Thanks for calling in, Sue. Area code 530-557. You're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. This is Bridget from California. Sue, this is just a call-in, ask question day. Seems to be the focus. I tuned in a little late. However, I'm back to the green blood flow video.
Yes, Bridget, and I spoke with John about it yesterday.
I'm sorry, what was that?
So I spoke with John Villasenor about it yesterday specifically, and we're still working on getting it posted with Dr. Burka's narration in the background.
Are they also going to be able to have it in a file that's not a big Google file, but basically a simple, easily accessible link to send to people that they can open easily? And actually, so that someone could actually put it on their website when they, you know, at the bottom down be their name, as you do, with the other one. So in other words, not make it challenging, however they set it up, as available to be visible, accessible, and duplicatable.
Well, right now it's easily available on the Beamer USA group on YouTube. As simply a link, so you're not having to send it as an MP4 file. You're just sending the link.
I know, but why couldn't it be in the back office in that format? In other words, keeping
Good
all the
question.
Information available.
Good question.
Okay, so you don't
I'll
have
bring that to Johnny's
that.
Attention.
Thank you. That was it for today.
Okay, Bridget. Thanks for calling in. All right, so if you hit one on your phone, you can rise into the queue. Any questions are open today. It's whatever Wednesday. We're happy to assist in any way we can. And 919-802, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Joan from North Carolina.
Hi, Joan.
You were discussing the backpack, and which I really like, but I have one main concern about it. The medical device tag is attached by a small bendable wire ring to another wire ring. So one jerk on it, and it's going to fly right off. And as I look at the smaller ring, it's already open on mine, so it could easily slip out of that. The tag could slip out of that ring. So I have two thoughts on that. One is maybe suggesting people get a small leather strap to put through there, to keep both of them together. And the other one is that if this particular tag cannot be reproduced for my other Beamer units, let's put it that way, by the company, in other words, if I cannot buy the tag, I was wondering if I could Xerox both sides of it, or copy both sides of it and put it in plastic and still use the tag on other piece, you know, more other units also.
I suppose you could do that. I mean, you can buy these medical tags through any travel shop, any online store. I mean, I bought 5 of them last fall. And then, you know, if you have a trouble with the attachment piece, you could easily use a zip tie, however you want to do it.
Okay. But I just don't think this, I think this tag is going to be lost or pulled off, especially sometimes when you get your luggage, you know, getting luggage into the airport and stuff like that. Sometimes it gets caught or close to somebody else's, and that could be ripped off easily, is my thought.
I guess perhaps it could. Yeah. All right, Joan, thanks for the feedback.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Area code 207-415, you're live on Blog Talk.
Good afternoon, David, Lisa. This is Jeff in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Good afternoon, Jeff.
Good afternoon. What would your response be to someone if you were showing them the Beamer for the first time, showing them the Pro unit, the Go, and you had to change it to the low setting, and if they were to ask why, what would your response be?
Lisa, you want to take that?
Sure. So when you're showing someone the Beamer for the first time, I just want to make sure I have the question clear. You're not explaining that you're putting it on low, but they see you putting it on low and they ask you?
Right. Or even explain to them why I'm going to put the setting on low.
Okay. So you're changing you're changing the flux density of the signal because the B-pad has the ability to be run on high or low. The B body, which we use for the whole body, it doesn't matter if the setting's on high or low. The B body only functions at low. So in order to convert that B pad to down the spine and affecting the whole body, you switch it to low.
Okay, those are the flex density of the signal.
It doesn't change the signal. It changes the intensity of the signal in separate from the intensity button.
Okay,
but for example, the B spot, it does not have the ability to do that. It's going to have the same flux density whether it's on high or low.
It's going to be on high.
It's going to run on high anyway.
Correct.
Yep.
Correct.
Okay.
But the good news is the B body's back, and very soon. Do you have a B body?
Actually, technically, mine is in route coming back from California right now.
Okay.
Because it was throwing code nines a little while ago. So I shipped it to California, and it's on its way back. But, yes, I do have a B-body.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Thanks very much for the answer.
You're welcome, Jeff.
Thanks for calling
in, Jeff.
Thanks
for what you guys do, and enjoy the day. Yep.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, when the B-body comes back, the high-low button isn't nearly as relevant as it is in the Go version because most people will just leave it on high. And, you know, the B-body's on low anyway. But what I do for new people when I'm getting them started and even in my rental program, I just turn it on low and let them know, hey, we're going to get into this in a week or two after you're comfortable beamering every single day. And I don't even talk about the high-low button when someone's brand new. If it's a Go set, I'm pushing it to low. I'm letting them know we're going to get into the details of this high-low button in a week or two. I want you to just start using it because there's so much information to be thinking about when somebody's brand new. I just want them to get comfortable following the basic plan, using the purple icon, intensity levels 1 through 6 for the first 6 weeks, using the blue icon for targeted applications, the program mode. And then in a week or two, when they're getting really comfortable using their Beamer, I will introduce this added layer of complexity on the high button. And that will be the same once the B body starts shipping too. you know, we'll just have it comes with the arrow pointing up by default when they first turn on their brand new B-Box. It's on high. And usually I won't even get into it with them when they have a B-Body until a week or two in their experience so that they're comfortable using it. And then we start adding some more complexity to what you can do. Lisa, do you do anything similar?
I do actually the same thing, just because you want to just get them comfortable using the device. And then, you know, I also have a little quick start guide that I have typed up that literally has pictures, arrows, step one, step two, step three, step four, step five. And I have that printed out for them as well.
Because they have enough to think about. I mean, the plus signal is enough for most people to try to figure out. So not adding the high-low setting to that in the first training, I think, is helpful. It is 10:36 Mountain Time. Hit one on your phone if you have any questions. If you don't, we can wrap up early and get back to our Wednesday, Changing Lives with Beamer. I'm going to be gone. I'm heading out on a multi-day wilderness river trip, one of my favorite things to do next week. So I'm going to be gone for two Wednesdays. You guys are going to be lucky to have Lisa and some of her very important guests, hosts, joining you for the next couple Wednesdays. So we're going to give it a minute here. And if we don't have anybody asking any questions, we'll close out early today. All right.
All right. So it looks like we're going to be finished for today. David, have a fabulous, fabulous trip, and we'll hear from you in 3 weeks.
All right. We'll do that. Thanks, Lisa. And thanks, everybody, for joining us today. Make it a great week.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.